All right. Well, welcome everybody. My name is Samuel. I'm a production engineer at Meta. And today I'll present the BPF Trace Profiler that I wrote. And by the way, good ordering on the talks, because now I was not going to explain anything about BPF Trace. So thank you, Victor. So just a little agenda for today. First, we'll frame the problem we were facing. We'll walk through some implementation details, look at results, and share some learnings. So the team I work on at Meta, it's called Scuba, and it's basically a big log aggregation system. We have a real-time data ingestion pipeline, and we have a query-side component. I'm sure probably many of you guys have used similar systems. You can think of Elasticsearch, Splunk, I think it's Amazon CloudWatch. Visually it looks something like this. So if you trace a request through the system, it goes through the proxy, and then it traverses the MapReduce architecture all the way to the leaves. And this is the part of the system we'll be interested in today. The leaf, you can think of them as basically distributed database servers. And as with any good database servers, we have memory issues. So we have too many ooms. And the goal of this project is, so we already have protection in place. In the query engine, we have a whole admission control layer. But really, even though we have protection, we're still ooming. And so the goal was to, can we improve the oom observability? And so we want to identify expensive use cases. And a use case, you can uniquely identify them with this triplet that I put here, basically table source SQL. So, and then eventually, yeah, if you're able to identify these expensive use cases as a first responder, when we're facing waves of ooms, you can go and you can block them potentially. So let's try to see if we can do a proof of concept. So the first version, it's not going to be the final result, but naively, our goal is we'll try to count these triplets, which I'll also refer to as aggregations. We want a data set that is highly correlated with memory pressure, OOM, so we'll collect data only when we're facing memory pressure. We'll log only after OOM. And then the final criteria is we want to be memory lightweight. And that's because the system's already running out of memory, so our tracing should be not adding oil on the fire. Okay, so when I was discussing this project with teammates, they were like, well, why do you want to use BPF Trace for this? Why not just do it in user space? So it turns out in our environment, we have this thing called FBOOMD, and this thing is responsible for killing processes that use too much memory. So it will act before the kernel killer. And what it does, it sends a sigkill. Sigkill, you cannot intercept it, cannot ignore it in user space. And so this is why it's useful to use BPF Trace. And what we do here, we have the BPF Trace snippet. We intercept the trace point for the signals, and then we just check our condition. Was it sent to our Scuba process? Was it signal 9, and did it come from UMD?